No one has really told us exactly what heaven is like or what hell is like. Oh, there's some indications in the Bible, but nothing in real detail about heaven or hell. All I know is this: heaven is real and it's really wonderful, and I really want to go there. And I know that hell is real and hell is real bad, and I really don't want to go there. The Bible tells me it is the judgment of God, who goes one way, who goes the other, and he looks at different things than we look at. The Bible tells us that God is a judge of all of humanity, and he judges each individual person. And he does not judge in the way we judge people, especially the way they did it in Jesus' day. They figured that if a person was poor, or if they were sick, or had some serious illness, or some kind of trouble like that, that they were a great sinner and cursed of God and going to hell. On the other hand, there were people who were pretty and rich and popular, and they were automatically going to go to heaven because God had prospered them. God looks at things differently than that. He judges differently. And the Bible tells us he judges us according to whether we have received the gift of grace in our life and forgiveness of our sins, for all have sinned, rich and poor alike. Well, I'll just let Jesus tell it. It's in Luke, the 16th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse. Listen. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I don't know much about what will happen in heaven or in hell. I just know this. My trust is in you and in Jesus Christ for grace and mercy. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me live as your adopted son. And I pray for all those who hear. May we all be forewarned that heaven is real, but that hell is real also. I pray for mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.